Chapter 2, The Basics of the Python Code. Now that we have the Python code set up on our computers and ready to go, it is time to look at some of the different parts that are needed to write out the codes in Python. There are a lot of different types of code that you are able to write out, but they are going to all come with the same basic parts. Learning these will help you to get more done with your coding and will ensure that your codes will work with the compiler. Let's take a look at some of the basic parts that come with the Python code and how you are able to use these to your own advantage to see the best results. Learning the keywords. The first part of the Python code that we need to take a look at will be the keywords. There are going to be keywords with any kind of coding language that you are working with, and Python is no different here. These keywords are going to be reserved and are pretty special because they basically tell your computer what it needs to do. These keywords are important because of their one job, which is that they are going to provide the compiler with some commands and will make sure that the compiler is going to do what you would like. These keywords are going to be important to all of the codes that you decide to do, so make sure that you learn what the keywords are so that you can get the compiler to do what you would like. Working to name your identifiers. After you have had some time working with the keywords, it is time to look at the identifiers and how we are able to name them. There are actually several types of identifiers that you are able to work, and they will go by names like classes, entities, functions, and variables. Any time that you want to make sure that you are working with an identifier, you will be able to follow the same rules. So, once you learn it once, you will be all set with this one and able to name all of the identifiers the same way. So, we need first to take a look at some of the rules that come with naming the identifiers. First, we have to make sure that we carefully choose the names that you choose, because you want to make sure that you can remember them later on. There are many different choices that come with the names you can pick, and you can choose from all the letters of the alphabet, including big and small, as well as any numbers you want, the underscore symbol, and any combination of the above that you would like. There are a few rules to remember that come with this one. First, you can't pick out a name that has a number at the front of it, or there is going to be an error. You also can't add in any spaces show up between the words that you want to write out. This means that you are not able to go with something like 5 bears or 5 space bears because they are going to show errors from the compiler. But you are able to write out something like 4 kids and 4 hyphen kids to help you name your identifier. Also, you want to make sure that you are not using up any of the keywords to name these. When it comes to picking out the name that you would like to work with an identifier, make sure that you are able to remember what it is. It can follow all of the rules that we have listed above, but you will find that if you aren't able to remember the name that you gave to it, then it is going to be hard to execute the code and remember what you need to do with it later on. If you spell it in the wrong manner or you call it up under the wrong name, the compiler is not going to know what it is looking for and will send out an error message to you. With these things in mind, if you pick out a name for the identifier that makes sense with what it is doing, and you make sure that the different rules that we have brought up are followed while naming, then you shouldn't have any troubles when it comes to working with naming your identifiers. Focusing on the control flow. When you work with the idea of any kind of coding language, you will need to pay attention to the control flow. The control flow is going to be there to ensure that the code is written out in the proper manner. There are a few strings in your code that you may want to write out so that the compiler is able to read them right away. However, if you end up writing out the string in the wrong manner, you will see a few errors on the system. We will take a look at many codes in this guidebook to help you follow the right control flow for this kind of language, which can make it easier to know what you should get done and how you are able to write out some of the codes with this language. The idea of statements. The next thing on the list that we need to take a look at is going to be the statements. You will find that you will work with a lot of statements when you are working with them in Python. These are just the strings of code that you need to write out and that you would like the compiler to go through and write out on the screen for you. When you tell the compiler the list of instructions that you want to work with, you will find that those are the statements of your code. as long as you have been able to write them out properly, the compiler is going to read them and show up the kind of message that you want on the screen. The statements can be as short or as long as you would like, depending on the kind of code that you wish to write out. The comments. The next thing we are going to examine is the comments. There are going to be tied when you are writing out code in Python, and you will want to include an explanation or a note about what you are writing in this code. These notes aren't going to influence how the program works, and you don't want them to even be noticed by your program, but it can help you and other programs read the code and know better what is going on in the process. It is pretty easy to add in these comments the way that you would like in this language. You simply need to add the symbol of hash ahead of the comment that you are writing. This is going to tell the compiler that you are working on one of these comments, and the program, or the compiler, is just going to avoid the comment and move on to the next part of the code. As the coder, you are able to add in as many of these comments to the code as you would like to help explain out the code you are writing, and to keep things flowing nicely. It is actually possible to add one in every other line if you would like, though you would want to keep these down a bit to just the ones that are most necessary for your code to work in the proper manner. But as long as you add in that hash symbol to the front of the statement, you are able to add in any of these comments, and the compiler will know that you want it to just skip over that part. Looking at the variables. Another part of the Python code that you need to work with is the variables. These are pretty common with most of the codes that you will write in Python, so it is important to learn them as much as possible. The variables are going to be there to store some of the values that you need to keep track of and use in the code, and they can make sure that the different lines of the code are going to be organized and easy to read through. Adding the value that you want to hit with the variables is going to be easy to do. You just need to place the equal space between the variables and whatever value you would like to assign to them, making sure that the compiler is going to know what it should do there. It is even possible to take this a bit further in order to get a few values to attach with the variables. If you would like, just add in the equal sign between each of them. If you take a look at some of the codes that we work with inside this guidebook, you will notice that there are a lot of variables found in the codes. The operators. The last basic part of the Python code that we need to take a look at here is the operators. These are going to be another simple option that you are able to work with, but you will notice that they are important, that they can be in the codes that you write. You will find that there is actually a wide selection when it comes to working in the operators, and that allows you to really see some differences in how the code works. For example, you will be able to work with the arithmetic operators to ensure that two parts of the code are going to be added together. You can do the comparison operators to help the programmer compare more than one part of the code together and see if they are the same or not. And you can work with the assigning operators to make sure that the right value is assigned to the right variable. As we explored a bit with this chapter, there are a lot of different things that come with writing your own code in Python. The basics are meant to be simple, so that you are able to really write out the codes that you need without a lot of hard stuff to start you out. There will be a lot more complicated stuff that we can add in later on, but for now, these are some great places to get started.